just tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got interested in astronomy.
As a kid, I was of that generation where I saw Carl Sagan on TV and got to learn about the wonders of the universe, and I was smitten. And it was the same time that spacecraft like Voyager and was getting to Jupiter and Saturn. So growing up, I used to send letters away to NASA asking how I could be an astronaut. And over time, astronaut turned into astronomer.
You're also also an artist as well.
I always had a passion for art. I was able to put the two together. And so now I'm able to do artwork for national parks about night skies.
What's special about the night skies at the Grand Canyon?
So it's almost by accident, but the over 100 years that we've had Grand Canyon as a national park, that we've had the National Park Service, those things that they did to protect the landscape, to protect the canyon, to limit development here, to preserve this natural world, has accidentally also preserved the night sky above. And here in northern Arizona, because you don't have major cities up here, you don't have car dealerships on the south rim of the Grand Canyon, you can still see a fairly pristine night sky, the way you know everybody used to see this about a couple hundred years ago.
I don't think a lot of people who are planning a visit to the Grand Canyon really think about going there after the sun sets.
You know, and you're absolutely right. When I did my sabbatical with the National Park Service back in 2007, I spent a year traveling through national parks. And at that point, I could go out to the South Rim. I could be out at, say, Arches National Park, at Delicate Arch. And at sunset, you'd be shoulder to shoulder with photographers. But once the sun was down, I was by myself. But over the last 10, 15 years, people have begun to realize that the night sky really is, I mean, as special and rare, kind of as the canyon out behind me.
What do you wish that more people knew about the night sky?
I wish more people knew how rare it was. I was an astronomer at the Naval Observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona, back in 97 to 2000. And you could stand on Route 66 down there, look up and see the Milky Way overhead. And folks in Flagstaff didn't quite realize, maybe some did, maybe some didn't, just how rare that was. And it doesn't happen by accident. There's light ordinances. People have to work hard to preserve that night sky. But if you live someplace where you do, you can see our galaxy. You can see the Milky Way. You can see the single biggest sign in the sky that we are part of some vastly larger structure of the universe. You can see the universe. I left Flagstaff in 2001 to go out to Southern California. And I swear I would go out at night and I would look up and I could count the number of stars in the sky. It was about 20. And that was a clear sky. And in places like that, we have trained people to never even look up because they know there's nothing interesting to see there. And that is happening in more and more places. We are losing the stars everywhere, and we are only going to keep them if we fight for them.
Tyler Nordgren, thank you so much for speaking with me.
It's been a real pleasure. Yeah.